Hot, sticky day coming today with a high of 91 and possibly storms overnight tonight with a low of 65. This upcoming weekend, the city will have a special ceremony to open up what's being called Rebel Park, the pickleball courts near the Emporia Country Club. And Larry Putnam's joining us now to talk about what's going to be taking place and why this is such a big deal.
Larry, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Larry.
Great. Thanks for having me on.
Glad to have you on. What has you excited so much about the Rebel Park pickleball courts officially opening up here on Sunday?
Well, the best part about it is we can all put away our temporary nets and kind of scavenge for places to play. Now we have a superior facility that we can all go play pickleball at.
Yeah, the less scavenging, the better, we always say here, Larry. That is for sure. You know, let's talk
places we've scavenged that have told us that, too.
Well, let's talk about the courts and how this all got started, Larry. Obviously, the end result is really nice, but kind of take us through how this all happened.
Well, the pickleball players were approached by the city to partner with them for a pickleball facility. And I think a lot of the motivation is we were taping off tennis courts and streets and driveways and different places that impinged on other uses, and as the fastest growing sport in America, I think they were ready to get on board and find a facility. So they approached the players and said if we could raise $60,000, then they would build the facility.
And clearly $60,000 was generated here to get things rolling. You mentioned here about this being state-of-the-art. For folks that haven't been by the south side of the country club and they want to get playing here, what can they expect when they go to Rebel Park?
And we get that question a lot. It's open to the public. You can park on the west side of the country club parking lot. It's lighted. I think the lights have an automatic shutoff at 9 o'clock at night, but there isn't any reservation system, so it's first come, first serve. Anybody can show up and play anytime.
You mentioned this is at the country club. These are the old country club tennis courts, correct, Larry?
They are. You old guys can remember when there was four courts. There was two separate sets of courts, and this is the easternmost one. You can actually build six pickleball courts on what used to be two tennis courts. And they expanded it a little bit, but they actually built put this surface on top of the existing tennis court there, yes.
Gotcha. For folks, Larry, that hear the term pickleball and really haven't gotten any further than the name, what is pickleball and how is it different from tennis?
Well, I don't know how pickleball was selected as a name. It's kind of a goofy name. I wish they would have called it like extreme tennis or something like that, because I've played a lot of sports, and basketball, tennis, golf, I've done the DK and jogging, and it is one of the most heaviest cardio sports that I've played. I'm more tired after pickleball than just about anything I do, but it's, like I said, it's kind of a compressed tennis, a little faster action, smaller court, shorter net, but it's adaptable to all ages and abilities, and I think that's how it gains its universal appeal.
So what do we have, six courts out there then, Larry?
Correct.
Okay, and this Sunday will be the Pickleball Courts Rebel Park Grand Opening, and when is this going to take place on Sunday?
At 1 o'clock, there'll be some refreshments there, and Jane Rebel will be there as a part of the dedication, who the court is named after, Jane and Barney Rebel. And she was one of the $10,000 donors who are all recognized by names on the courts. And she's the only one who is not a pickleball player. But when I spoke to her about donating for the project, she, if you know Jane, she gets around town.
She
has heard people talk about pickleball, knows there's a need, and just out of her civic mindedness, elected to be a donor. And I think that raised the city commission's awareness and need to have the park named after her and Barney Riebel.
And you also have the upcoming appearance here of the world number two mixed doubles player as well coming up. I think it's Lucy Kovalova is going to be on hand.
Yes, that's for pickleball players. That's a big highlight. I mean, she is one of the tops in our field, and like anything, you think you're pretty good until you see the pros do it, and it's going to be eye-opening for a lot of us, and a lot of my fellow pickleball players look forward to hearing her input, seeing her play, and maybe getting the chance to hit a few balls with her.
Well, you're invited to bring your chairs and pickleball paddles and balls if you want to play, because there will be pickleball played at the courts. Now, you mentioned, Larry, this is these courts are open to the public. Is it just basically you show up, there's no reservations, you just wait for a court to open? Is that how that works?
That's correct.
Okay.
Hopefully we'll get a communication system down where we can notify people in the event there's a tournament or event going on. Right now we've got it posted that they'll be closed, 1 o'clock on Sunday just for this event. But if there's tournaments in the future, we'll try to put some signage up so that people will know ahead of time that they'll be tied up. Otherwise, it's first come, first serve. So far, there's been available about any time you want to go there, but a lot of times they're full too, so it's good to look and stop by and take a chance.
One more question here for you, Larry, is now that we have this particular pickleball court in place and, others are going to be sprouting up here fairly soon, and given the growth of the sport here nationally over the past 5 to 10 years, are we looking at possibly having some regional or maybe even some national tournament activities in Emporia as a result?
That's the goal. I was there at the courts with the mayor the other day, and the first comment was, we need more courts, because at the time they were all full, that's kind of a harsh realization when you just build nice new courts and make such a significant financial investment, but I can see that happening. Disc golfers who from all around the world, many of them, when the tournament was over and in the week ahead of that, joined with us and played pickleball on their off time. So notoriety is increasing, and it's a joy to be able to play on courts that nice. So yes, I think we can attract and have tournaments here.
All right, so the grand opening coming up this Sunday, May 15th, 1 p.m., adjacent to the Emporia Country Club, the pickleball courts, and Riebel Park grand opening. Larry, good job. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks,
Larry. We appreciate
it.
Thank you, guys.
Have a great day.
Thanks.
Yeah, Larry Putnam joining us here this morning on our KVOE 8 o'clock newscast.
All right, closing that down, we'll go into our ESU Buzz here next as we look at the live and local calendar. That'll be coming up here in about a